Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Tipsy. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, October 2nd. Sharing a table in the cafe with us this morning, Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville and Bras for the Cause. The KETR Fall Pledge Drive is underway. The theme is sustaining the radio that sustains you. The strategic goal is sustainability, making sure that KETR will be able to operate for years to come. See KETR.org for more information. On the Blacklands Cafe Facebook page, we share Jimmy Fallon's Salute to Password and ask what's your all-time favorite TV game show. Jim Anderson says, Jeopardy. Thanks, Jim. Let us hear from you. Today's factoid, 10% of all the photos ever taken were taken in the last 12 months. Anyone surprised? Birthdays, born this day in 1869, Indian political and spiritual leader Mahatma Gandhi. Born October 2nd, 1890.
Hello. I must be going. I cannot stay. I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going. La la.
The great Groucho Marx. In 1897.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to because. Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't give a darn.
That's our shortstop.
Bud Abbott of Abbott and Costello.
Roxanne!
Gordon Sumner, better known as Sting, is 64. This day in history.
Dear Great Pumpkin, I'm looking forward to your arrival on Halloween night. I hope you will bring me lots of presents.
October 2nd, 1950, Peanuts by Charles M. Schultz is published for the first time in American newspapers.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
In 1959, Rod Serling's Twilight Zone debuts on CBS. On the KETR events calendar, Dinosaurs Live at the Heard Natural Science Museum in McKinney. Encounter the 46-foot T-Rex and eight new life-size animatronic dinosaurs along the nature trails. This event continues Tuesday through Sunday until February 21st. For more information, see the events calendar at KETR.org. And our thought for the day is from Groucho Marx, whose birthday was October 2nd. Where to start? How about, those are my principles, and if you don't like them, well, I have others. Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
And, of course, this time of year, Pud is also very much involved with Bras for the Cause, and that's putting it mildly.
Exactly.
You're kind of preoccupied with it might be the best thing.
So we're and happily so.
Understood.
Yes.
Understood. But we are now bearing down on the big day, which is Thursday, October 8th.
Next week.
Yep. So talk a little bit about the fact that also what we're really bearing down on now is the time for people to submit the bras.
Absolutely. Next Monday and Tuesday are the bra submission dates.
This is October 5th and 6th.
Right. And it is any time between 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. And it's at Landon Winery. And that's basically roughly the hours they're open. There will be what we call the bra wranglers will be up at the front of Landon's waiting to accept the bras. And when you bring your bra in, you will be, there's a simple form you fill out. There is no charge, by the way, to enter a bra. And you will receive a number at that point, and that is the number that's used for all voting all the way through, both on our online voting and then also the night of the event.
Yeah. And I think by this time, just about everybody understands that when we talk about bras for the cause, we're talking about something where the bras are fancifully and artfully decorated.
They're amazing. Some are funny. Yeah. Some are moving. Some you find yourself going, how on earth did they do that? What's that made out of? They're absolutely astonishing. They're made by people of all ages. We have businesses that make them. We have school groups that make them. We have individuals. We have cancer survivors. We have people who have been made them year after year. It's so much fun. We have engineers that make them. We have so much fun seeing every year what's going to come in.
Yeah.
And each of these bras, I think it's also important to understand they're not ever worn. They are displayed either on frames, on mannequins, from a hangar, and it's done as an art exhibit. Mm-hmm. There's nothing at all tacky right. or offensive about it. It's purely art that happens to be hung on a bra.
And then the voting starts on Tuesday.
For online.
Uh-huh.
And you go to the website for that is B, then the number 4, tcgreenville.com. So that's B4TCGreenville.com. And you can, when you go there, starting Tuesday morning, then all of the bras that have been entered will be up and visible with a photograph of each one and their number. And as we keep adding them through the day on Tuesday, they will go up as fast as we can add them. And at that point, then you can click and you will be allowed to pay to vote. And of course, that's how we raise our money. Mm-hmm. Is we sell votes. It's free to enter a bra. It's free to come. But if you want to vote on your favorite, it's going to cost you.
Okay. We're talking with Pud Kearns, with Bras for the Cause, and with Housewarmers of Greenville. And then, of course, Thursday night, the 8th of October, then you have people strolling through downtown and looking at all the works of art
exactly.
that have been submitted and then and voting in person
yes.
with their dollars.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the exhibit will stretch from the Texan Theater down to Uptown Forum and then to Landon Winery. And so in those three buildings, we will have the bra exhibit. All of the restaurants in downtown Greenville are now participating with us. They're all going to be open. Many of them will actually have special menus for the night so they can serve a lot of people. And they are graciously giving us a portion of the food and drink receipts for the evening.
I think that's really the resurgence of downtown Greenville has really helped your program.
I think you're absolutely right. There's, you know, we've got live music that happens regularly now on Thursday night, and they're even going to cooperate and start earlier than normal.
And that's at the
Corner Street Pub.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you don't want to stay for the awards ceremony, but you want to see the bras and then you want to go somewhere else, the Texan Theater actually has a show that night. So there'll be people that will come early, see the bras, and then go to dinner and the show at the Texan. Mm-hmm. This is marvelous that we have all that. Landon's will have their full menu, and they'll have, you know, you can enjoy a glass of wine there. It's amazing when you think about, this is our seventh year to do it, and you think about how little we had 7 years ago and what's there now. It's marvelous.
Yeah. Also should mention just before we go what this is all for.
Absolutely. Every single dollar we raise stays in Hunt County. It goes to the Hunt Regional Healthcare Foundation, and Bras for the Cause then uses it to help cancer patients. Our new project this year is a UV light sterilization unit for the Cancer Center, but we prefer to call it the germ zapping robot, and it really does look like R2-D2. It's really cool.
I'm looking forward to seeing that myself.
Yes.
Good luck. I don't think you need it, but
I hope we see you there.
Oh, we'll be there.
Great.
You bet. And thanks for having a cup of coffee.
I love it. Thank you.
Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville and Bras for the Cause. We're starting today with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.